bald, deviled, just endless.
Well, you know, there's this little contraption you can have. It has these little cups, you know, and you can, they're suspended over water.
Poached.
Yeah. What about the piece of meat that you can boil along with your greens? What do you call that?
Salt pork.
Salt pork.
Some people call it fat back.
I see. Does it have much lean on it?
Very little. Just a tiny bit running through it and real salty. Occasionally you buy it now, it doesn't have salt on it, it's not as good. It's got to be good and crusty with salt.
Yeah. What about this meat that people like to eat for breakfast? Usually it comes sliced and you fry it.
Sausage.
That.
Oh, the bacon.
If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon and not have it sliced, you'd say you bought a whole...
Well, I thought I'd say raft. It's not a raft. Side of bacon. Although I don't buy it that way.
Well, what about, you know, if you were slicing that bacon up, there's that real tough edge.
Rind.
Have you ever heard of a person call a side of bacon the Midland?
No.
Never heard that?
Uh-uh.
Is bacon the only type of meat that you know of that can be smoked?
Oh, ham. Ham can be smoked. Turkeys. Just all kinds of meat can be smoked, but particularly ham and turkeys are really good. That's in Arkansas. Well, I'm sure it is probably all over, but there's the Ozark smokehouses are just really famous.
What do you call a man who deals in meat exclusively? He's a...
Butcher.
Or say you've kept your meat too long, you'd say that it's done what?
I would say it's spoiled.
You ever heard people say the meat's strong?
And it smells strong? I never have.
Never
spoiled is the word I hear more than anything else.
Yeah,
or rancid.
People, yeah. Some people tell me that meat can get strong, but it's not spoiled.
Well, it can
make it
kind of get a little bit ripe.
Yeah. You said rancid. If you had kept your butter too long in it.
It can get rancid too.
Have you ever heard people describe butter that's like that as being, say it's a little funky?
I've heard funky used lots of ways. I have not heard it used with butter.
To describe rancid butter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of making anything with the meat from a hog's head?
I've heard of brains and eggs, but is that a hog's brains? It may be.
Yeah, pork brains. And what about sows? You familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
I don't guess you've heard anything called head cheese then.
Do you know, I just was reading a recipe for that.
Right.
Yes, out of the Charleston cookbook. Charleston, South Carolina. I just happened to, we were going over this, it's called Receipts. And I was looking through it. I read recipe books, like a novel, and it said head cheese, and I read the recipe. Had never made any.
Yeah, but you know, I was surprised. I saw that stuff for the first time packaged in these little plastic deals, like you buy, you know, pre-sliced bologna or ham or whatever, by Hormel or, you know, something.
Really?
Like souse there.
Souse. That's what souse is.
Yeah.
Huh? It's head cheese?
Yeah.
Huh.
Made from the...
It just sounds awful. I don't know.
Not that bad, really.
Well, I'm sure it's not.
That's
what you have to do.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Any kind of dish made from that?
Pate. It's the only liver dish I know of that... Making, grinding up? No.
This one.